Today we're going to look at different ways that God comforts believers. Let's look at the Father, we pray that you would please help us tonight. Please encourage us here in looking at these scriptures. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We all have similar or both similar and different needs for comfort. We're in different stations of life, and those come with different challenges, and comforts are needed. Look at three of them, or three main headings. God keeps us, and there are limits set by God, and Jesus bears the load of life with us. So God keeps us as a whole person, physically and spiritually, emotionally. And physically, we can turn to Hebrews 13. Let's look at a couple. Make sure your character is free from love of money. Be content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? And we also look at Matthew 6. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Those are just two passages describing the God's physical keeping of us. And to look at the spiritual emotional side, you can look at Psalm 6. In verse 2, be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed. And down to verse 6, I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. But then the Lord does hear David and helps him. In verse 9, the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. And God also provides for us with a day-to-day provision. And this is God's grace to us in handling different stresses of the day, like responding as we should to those stresses, and having a positive care for our coworkers. And this grace is like manna that the Israelites had in the wilderness. We only receive what we need for that day. We can't store it more in advance, and a daily coming to God for help and his strength is needed, so we don't try to get credit for it ourselves and thinking that we suddenly become strong. And so God keeps us, and second point, there are limits set by God. God holds us back from sin in his mercy and kindness, and we are not as sinful as we could be. We see, just notable sinners like murderers or dictators, and for murderers, we see anger inside of us as just the seed of that, and for thieves or large organization like corrupt embezzling of money. We see in ourselves covetousness to have other people's things and never be satisfied. So we can see that we are the same flesh as just notable sinners, I guess, and we're the exact same flesh, and we have the seeds of those same sins in us as well. And without God restraining us, our flesh would easily just go there, and we would go into those same sins. So God holds us back from sin, and He also will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to withstand. If you look at 1 Corinthians 10, No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. This does not mean, though, that everything will be in our comfort zone. Both Jesus and Paul were pushed out of their comfort zones. God will use these things to push us beyond what we're able to stand ourselves. But He desires that we humble ourselves by admitting that we can't do it and coming to Him every day, asking for help with specific things throughout the day. And then He will help us Himself. And the third point is Jesus bears the load of life with us. Let me look at Matthew 11. Verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Life is not easy. We need to come to the Savior who asks us to come to Him and step into that yoke with Him, and He'll plow alongside of us, and we're not alone in plowing the field of life. And also look at John 16. John 16, 32-33. Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And the last passage we're looking at is Hebrews 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus knows exactly what you are going through, because He was tempted in all the same ways that we are. This is a comfort, because what we are experiencing is not new. It's experienced by other believers around the world, and it's experienced by our Savior Himself. And He experienced all that, yet without sin. And it's because of him not sinning that we can go to the throne of grace and find mercy in time of need.